Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview from before the season with top NFL draft prospect and former Texas edge rusher, Joseph Asai. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you'll receive daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. Joseph, to start, we got to talk about last season where you came on as one of the top linebackers in the entire country as a sophomore. What do you think you did well last season, and what are you working on this offseason to improve your game?
Last season, I think I did a good job of expanding my horizon and really opening my eyes to the whole field and seeing the field as the coaches would want me to see the field. And my as a linebacker, being a quarterback on the defense, should see the field. So going into this next season, going into the offseason, I'm going to work on a lot of things in my game that I feel like are a little bit weak, and I would like to fix them, like my open field tackling. And I'd like to work a lot more on my pass rushing, get better at that. There's no room for improvement with me. So I would like to keep working on those things.
And Joseph, last year, what do you think really allowed you to have such a high level of success?
I would say just buying in to the defense. You know, I was bought in, and so were a lot of the other guys. Some of them were just unfortunate when it comes to their bodies and injuries and whatnot. But I was bought in, and then I was always ready to work. And I think like my competitive nature just allowed me to take off really.
And you're gonna have a new defensive coordinator in Chris Ash next season. What are you looking forward to under your new defensive coordinator? What's that adjustment process you think going to be like?
It's going to be hard, you know, because we will obviously have to build a relationship again and get comfortable with each other, understand how we work, understand how we learn, and then try to build an unbreakable bond going on from there. But it's doable, you know. Both parties, including myself especially, just have to be open to allowing each other to learn each, like, learn each other to know each other, if you understand what I mean. I would have to be open to learning from him and understanding that he can teach me a lot more. So I'm looking forward to sitting down with him and like just looking at the scheme, his scheme of defense, and learning his game plan and how he is as a defensive coordinator, what he likes to call, what plays he likes to go to, and stuff like that.
And Joseph, as a team, what do you guys think you guys need to do next year in order to win the Big 12 championship?
Play great defense. Defense wins championships. So we'll have to collectively come together. I know that's very cliche, but it is factual in a way. So we'll have to come together and hopefully stay healthy. I pray to God we stay healthy. That's the number one thing. Stay healthy. Play great defense, buy in completely, and work together as one with the offense. Because there were a couple of times this season where the defense would be rolling, but the offense was. And then there were a bunch of times where the offense were doing pretty spectacular and weren't looking unstoppable, but the defense was lacking behind. So we need to play a game where we can all just roll as one and be on the same page and be on the same note. And from there on, I think we can win a championship with that.
And in terms of your role, obviously we saw you all over the field last year making a ton of plays. But for those who don't know, what type of role did you play on the Texas Longhorn defense last season?
I played a lot. I played Rover, outside backer, nickel in certain seasons at some point. And yeah, it really helped me, like I said, when I speak of being like eye open to the defense and just learning when you play in a bunch of positions, you got to learn a lot more. And that was easy for me, and hopefully it'll be easier for me to go into this new scheme with the knowledge I have now of football.
how is having a quarterback like Sam Ehlinger and wide receivers like Colin Johnson in practice, how does that help your development as a player?
It's great. It's great. I love Sam. I love every one of our players. And the more competitive, the more love I have for him. So it's great going against them. Sam's an amazing guy, and he's an amazing leader behind the scenes too. That's what a lot of people don't know. But behind the scenes, he's a great leader. So it's amazing going up against someone who's that competitive in practice, because practice sometimes are harder than the game, if you know what I mean. So, and just like a lot of people say, if you practice hard, games are easy, and that's what it's supposed to be.
And Joseph, talking about other members of the organization, quarterback, wide receivers, you guys have a lot of talent, running back Keontae Ingram. But what's it like playing under Coach Tom Herman, and can you describe your relationship with him?
Me and Tom have a weird relationship. It's lovely. He's a weird guy, and I like weird, so we go together like that. But he's always trying to stay involved. You know, sometimes it might come up as geeky and, you know, nerdy and whatever. You know, as any young teenager would think of an adult trying to fit in, but he's great. I do believe he has our best interest in heart when it comes to winning games and trying to put us in the best possible situations to win and set up us for our futures. But, yeah, he's a great person. I love him.
Joseph, how would you describe the football culture at Texas?
They were all competitive and like a well oiled coaching organization should be. They all wanted to win. They all tried to do what they could to win, to help the players, whether it was meetings, extra meetings to teach schemes and get us to actually learn football. So they were very good in that. And they also try to build relationships. I know the safeties, the us linebackers, the corners, they would always have dinners. And every Sundays, the coaches would bring their wives down to like bond with the players and get to know them and all that, wives and kids. So the connection was there. There was a lot of love in that facility and with that coaching staff.
And Joseph, in terms of how you started playing early, I know you have a really interesting story. What was your journey to playing football?
It was amazing, you know, for someone to come from where I came from and then basically stumble upon the sport. And then to be where I am right now, it was amazing. I thank God for it every day. And I'm just really proud. I don't want to say I'm proud of myself and sound too, you know, overly confident or cocky or whatever, but I'm proud of the way that I stuck to it when things were going bad. I'm proud that I was able to keep my same hunger, you know, keep my work ethic. Through being competitive, I've always been very competitive, so I'm proud that I was able to stick to it.
And Joseph, early on in your career, you also made appearances on the special teams. How important is it for you to not only play your normal position, but also contribute on the special teams?
We take, especially here at Texas, we take special teams very, very, very seriously, and we take pride in everything we do. So it was just another way to. My thought process on that was just whatever I can do to contribute to the winning and the game, I was willing to do it, and I was willing to give full effort. So special teams is very important, and if you're on it, if you do find yourself to be on it, you should definitely take it very seriously, because it could be the deciding play in a game that's really close. So.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And in terms of the idea of playing for Texas, you guys have a long history of some of the greatest wins of all time. So what went into your decision to choose to play at Texas?
Oh man, that was a lot of things. That was a long process. Cause it was A&M and Texas, the top two. And I literally sat down with my high school track coach, Coach Williams, and we made a to-do list. And, not a to-do list, like a checklist, like a pros and cons, and we wrote both names down, and then we would go through every single category I could think of that didn't even have to do with football. How the team environment felt, how what the city was like, if I felt like I could promote myself there, stuff like that. And then education, obviously, is a huge part of my was a huge part of my decision, and it played a huge factor in that. And it just going through that, and then praying a lot of prayer, because my family and I were very religious. So it was, like I said, it was a long process, and I'm glad I made the right decision.
And Joseph, while doing research, we saw you played soccer, and you also ran track, and you also played basketball in high school. How do you think being able to play all those sports really helped your development as a football player?
I was just really active because I was super competitive. So, like, when football was done, I hated the fact that I couldn't compete anymore. So that moved me to play basketball. And then when basketball was done, moved me to run track and all that and soccer. So I just really loved being competitive, and it just fueled, continuing to play those sports, kept fueling my, you know, my hunger to win and just be competitive and be active.
And in terms of competitiveness, you guys go against some of the top teams in the country every week. But in terms of your opponents, was there one player or like one offensive weapon that stood out to you as being the best you faced this season?
With quarterbacks, I know with quarterbacks, it'd be Joe. Because like I said, after the LSU game, he was able to step up in the pocket and make some tough throws, even while getting hit. So he had a phenomenal game, of course, and it carried on throughout the season. I'm happy for that, happy for him for that. But yeah, Joe was the most dangerous and just consistent, you know.
And Joseph, what was it like for you being able to experience the Red River Showdown?
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. You know, there's a lot of history between those two teams, and it's great history. And when we all come together and we play, and we're just able to give back to our very, very involved fans, it's awesome. And the atmosphere is great. The experience is awesome. And playing that team is just, they're always going to, you know, come to play because they're rivals. So any rivalry, I would say, is always exciting. But that game is pretty exciting.
And Joseph, film is such an important part of football. When you're watching, what do you look for in particular when you're watching yourself or an opponent?
When I'm watching myself, I just look for things I could have done better in certain plays, how I could have made better reads and taken a quicker step, stuff like that. And then when I watch other people, I watch for tendencies out of formations. I watch for tendencies in stances and all that, in back positioning. If the quarterback feels pressured, what side he likes to roll out to, what side he feels comfortable, what receiver he's more comfortable to, how is he with his accuracy, with long throws, medium throws, short throws, all that. Also look for the running back tendencies, like what if they're likely to bounce outside, are they patient, are they, stuff like that. You know, there's a lot to look for, and when you sit and watch with a team, when you watch a team so long, there's a lot you can pick out.
Joseph, what is a typical game day like for you, and what is it like playing at Texas Memorial Stadium?
We wake up, we do a wake-up call, everybody gets excited, gets adrenaline flowing, so we're not dopey-eyed, and then when we get to the eat breakfast, watch film, depending on what time the game is. We either have to go to the stadium pretty early or just hang out for a minute, take naps, go over the game plan, go through walkthroughs, make sure we're sharp. And then after the little walk we do, we're in the stadium, and then it's lock-in time. And I'm focused, listening to music, trying to get amped up, you know, getting taped, getting dressed to go warm up, and then right before the game, I usually text my family, you know, I tell them I love them. And then, you know, I go out and do what I have to do.
And obviously now, elite college football player, goal next level. But once your football career is over, do you have any goals afterwards of what you want to do in terms of a career or off the field stuff?
I have tons of stuff. I'm just constantly thinking of businesses I can do. And my goal is to try to make a lot more money out of football than I do in football. So it's not just stressing me out, you know? That's just something I think about. But I would like to do stuff with computer science, app designs, maybe design an app that could be used within universities and in the NCAA. NCAA, my bad, I messed that up. But yeah, just stuff like that. And then just side businesses back at home, in my community, helping the community, trying to put more money back into the community, things like that. And then this is like a bigger goal. One of my big goals would be to go back to Nigeria, you know, and give back to where I was born, you know, help out there, build wells, build schools, build churches. Because I know my mom and dad would love to build a church where I was from. So that's kind of like a long way down the road, but I would like to get there eventually.
Something that we like to ask every athlete is if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Ray Lewis. Because I think his mentality, I love his mentality, and I don't think anybody can ever like recreate that or try to match. I just want to try to match his mentality, and I want to be coached. I want to be in his head, know what he's thinking, and then turn that into use that and turn it into my game, because he's probably one of the biggest competitors I know, apart from MJ and Kobe, you know, those usual names. But Ray Lewis, I would want to be coached by him, want to be trained by him, and I think I'll be amazing, deadly if I was.
And Joseph, we see the talent on the field, but in terms of what teams are going to be getting in you, what type of personality, type of guy they're going to be getting in the locker room?
I'm a friendly guy. Sometimes I'd be too friendly, you know. I'm always thinking of my teammates first. Well, I'm saying this. I might not be, you know, from my perspective. But yeah, I'm always a friendly dude, and I want to see everybody get along, and I hope to get along with everybody. But I know this is real life, and sometimes that's not the point.
Joseph, and for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you would give to them?
Coming into college, or if you haven't gotten an offer yet, just keep working hard and stay the course. Things are going to get hard, of course. But if you persevere, 95% of the time, you are going to succeed. So, and if coming into college, just keep your head down and work hard. It doesn't matter what star recruit you are, 4, 5, 3, or 2, if there is a 1-1. But, you know, that doesn't matter anymore. Nothing's ever given. You're not entitled to it because you're a 5-star. And don't count yourself out because you're a 2-star. You know, keep your head down and work. The hardest worker will get the spot because the best player will play.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.